Okay, guys, we're headed towards the end here at training camp before we go to Cincinnati. I think our guys have maintained focus as we've gone through camp or with our installs and recalling a lot of things from the spring. But, you know, we still got a lot of work to do. And now, you know, as we start competing against other teams, to see them do it from week to week and be able to carry the information in from a game plan, you know, type situation. So we're excited about getting the opportunity to move forward and go against somebody else other than ourselves. And looking forward to competing at a lot of different positions as we go through this process.
What were the advantages to practicing against the Bengals?
Well, I think, you know, as we practice against each other, they kind of know the personnel. They know, you know, the abilities of the people across from them. They know schematically kind of it's been a gradual progression as we've gone through camp. And now we're going to go and get ready against a team that we really haven't seen every day. So they're going to have to recall that information, play their base rules, concentrate on their fundamentals and techniques. And we want to see them be able to do those things in practice, and then we play them there on that Friday at the end of the week. So we're excited about the opportunity to get a chance to go up there and compete, because this is going to be a continuous competition all the way through the preseason.
You ever come across a safety built like Jerron Kearse, and what are some of the challenges he has being that tall?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had a tall safety in the past. I mean, the biggest thing is he's going to have to continue to stay low in his back pedal. And, you know, in his reaction, to be able to get in and out of cuts because he is a little bit taller. But I'll tell you what, he's done a nice job of doing that, you know, through the camp, which is something we didn't see a lot of with him first coming out initially. But coming down in the box to play the run, I mean, he's exhibited the ability to do those types of things and is able to have power and explosion out of his hips. So we're excited where he's at right now and look for him to continue to grow and progress as we go through the rest of the preseason.
You had some guys who were maybe not taking as many reps or not participating in Saturday's practice or the morning walkthrough. Can that be beneficial because it could give you more looks at players who might not usually get as many reps?
Yeah, I mean, and that's our philosophy as we go through the season. I mean, inevitably, you're going to have injuries. You're going to have times where guys are going to miss practice. You're going to have times where guys are going to have to miss games, unfortunately. But it's sort of that next man up mentality, and it kind of, you know, starts now. We want to be able to execute what we want to do defensively, scheme-wise, to be able to stop our opponent. So the more guys that are trained at that position and at that skill set enables us to be able to go and, you know, game plan without making a lot of major adjustments.
Are you maybe at a point in camp, too, where if the players, if you don't want to push them, especially a starter who knows the defense and you know what to expect from them?
No, I think, you know, coach's philosophy has been, I mean, we're going to take care of guys when we have to take care of guys, but we want competition every single day out at practice. So guys that are able to go out and practice, they're going to practice and, you know that they've got to compete. I mean, you look at our positions, especially on defense right now, we've got a lot of good competition within each group. So that's one thing we want to continue to keep pushing, not only just through the preseason, but as the season wears on, we want guys to come to work every day and compete.
Competition, George, how do you look at the cornerback with Wayne Zavilla and how it's been?
He's been doing a very good job. I mean, Wayne has shown that he's been able to retain the information and show it on the field. I mean, he's made plays when he's been, you know, when he's had a chance and got a chance to go with the ones. And, you know, that's going to be a continuous process to keep seeing him go. Now we're getting to, you know, practicing against Cincinnati, playing in games, and want to just continue to see him grow, you know, through the whole process. It's a journey, and, you know, we're just looking for him to keep competing every day just like he's doing, and, you know, the process kind of handles itself that way. I think Terrence has done a great job from where we started off in the camp, and, you know, he's had a nagging injury, but he's popped back out there, and every time he's out there, he's competitive, good awareness. I mean, he brings a lot to the table, a lot to that room, a lot to our room defensively as far as his experience, so we're excited where we are right now.
Is it real competition for that spot, or maybe nagging injury?
I think that both plays a part of both of it, but as coach always says, we want to have competition in each spot.
A lot of you guys in the secondary have said one thing that's gotten better in this game is communication. Have you been able to tell?
Yes, there's no doubt. I mean, that's the big thing. When all of a sudden with our offense, you get a lot of shifts, you get a lot of motion, so it's very good and comforting to know that those guys are tuned in to what's getting ready to happen, whether they change a split of receivers, shift and change the whole formation. But you can see the communication going, and I think that gives them a jump on what to anticipate, what's getting ready to happen by formation, down and distance, and those type deals. So that's a big thing that we wanted to emphasize coming into training camp, and they've done a good job of carrying that out.
Are done this camp coming back from last season's injury?
I think he's done a great job. I mean, Shamar has a great work ethic. I mean, you saw him. He was in the building every single day, you know, this offseason getting ready. And, you know, at the beginning of the season when he got hurt, I mean, he really worked hard to get to the point that he is right now. And you can just see he comes out, and fundamentally and technique-wise, he's a sharper guy you want up there on the front. I mean, you can count on him. It's money in the bank. He's going to give you exactly what you ask for or attempt to do it, you know, with the best of efforts. So we're pleased where he's at right now. Look for him to continue to keep, you know, doing the same things and keep continuing to work on his pass rush inside to get push on the pocket. I think he's done a good job of that during training camp, working in that area, and just continuing to be solid in his run fundamentals. And we just look for him to continue to grow there.
Joseph's backup at the nose tackle. Is he getting work as a three technique?
We kind of do that throughout the course of training camp. We move guys to different positions. Just, you know, when we get cut down to the 53 and, you know, all of a sudden your numbers are short, we may end up having to do that during the course of the year sometime. But as solid as a run player, and we have repped him in there some, he does a good job whether he's at the nose or at the three technique. And in certain adjustments with the tight end, both of those guys have to be able to play both positions anyway. So that's not anything that's new. I mean, certain movements, certain things. Linville has to play the three and, you know, three technique, whether it be Shamar or Sharif, have to bump down there and play the nose. So that's not something that's anything new. Okay? All right, thanks.